Aleishu chelik beis reish yud ches, the fourth vad. Madoir miyuchad kuvaz latzma savranus shel adam im anshei beisoy. There's a particular compartment, literally, a special place to discuss savranus of a person with his family. That's why it's a different vad over here. Harei kol ma shayachas yoser karoiv, yoser tmidi umechev yoser savranus. The more that a relationship is close and the more regular it is, the more savlanus is demanded. Im chaver nifgashim midei pam. So when it comes to a friend, an acquaintance, so one meets that person once in a while. Veloi kol pam umeorer hisnagdus oikas. Of course, it doesn't happen every time one meets a person that it arouses some sort of anger or whatever it is. Hayachas im shechein hutmidi. Going up the ladder, one's relationship with a neighbor is more regular. That's why more frequently one encounters situations that require savlanus vis-a-vis the neighbor, which is why it's more difficult to be a good neighbor than it is to be a good friend. The most difficult is to maintain one's savlanus regarding one's family, with whom you spend time, all the time, day and night, under a variety of circumstances. One could say that the mida that sustains the home is savlanus. Once in a while, he says from experience, chasanim ask me what they should pay attention to particularly on the day of their wedding. This is the advice that we give. Be'omdam tachas achupah, as they stand under the chupah, yekablu al atzmam loseis esoy leisha. They must commit themselves to bear, to carry the yoke of one's wife, ad me'avesim, until the end, bechol matzav, under all circumstances, bechol matzav sheyeh, ule'ilam lelifroik ulah me'al atzmam, never to cast off that yoke from themselves. Chazal comment on this pasuk in Eicha. The pasuk reads, "Toiv lagever kisa oil bin urav." It is good for a man to carry a yoke in his youth. Chazal comment, "Oil isha," the yoke of one's wife. Bilshon haKodesh koreim la mischaten neise isha. Bilshon haKodesh uses the expression neise isha. Neise literally means to carry. V'ze bitui nifla, it's a wondrous expression. Ki u mamash tzarich loseis es ishtoy, the person is to carry his wife. Lius sevel oisah kol yomei chayav, to take upon himself this burden for the rest of his life. Kan anu leimdim mashma'us chadasha b'midas ha-savlanus. So here we learn a new aspect, a new meaning in the midah of savlanus. Klapei anshei habayis lo yaspik im lo yichos v'lo yakpid. Vis-a-vis one's family, it's not enough not to get angry, not to get annoyed. That's not enough. Lo yipam ro'im etzel ben zug o bas zug hanaga mereres sh'at nefesh uvitul. It happens once in a while that one sees in one's spouse a certain conduct that actually one finds revolting. Yoyser mizeh, even more. Mizgale etzel bas zug midah ra'ah mamash. One discovers in one's spouse, here he speaks about the wife in particular, really a bad midah. Him echeres tamid, she's chronically late. Or yatzlanis, or she's lazy, or dabranis, or she's a chatterbox, whatever it is, a bad midah. Menasim ligmoil oisah mizeh, one tries to wean her off this, it doesn't work. As yida, the person must know, kizeh teva shela, that's her nature, ve'alav lashlim imzeh, he has to reconcile himself to it. Ach loirak hashlama chitzoynis, not just externally, shelo yichas aleha, that he won't get angry at her, ela yekabel oisah al atzmoy belev shelem, rather to accept her with a full heart, kvishi, as she is, v'yeda ki gam hu einu adam shelem, knowing full well that he too is not a perfect human being, u'bevaday gam hi kira kvar midos savar ois v'shlima imayen, and certainly she's probably already noticed his bad midos and reconciled herself to them. V'haim kol tamid chacham ishanu midos savar ois l'toiv, do we see that every tamid chacham is the paragon of virtue and has changed all his midos to the good? So the words of Rav Yaakov Emden on the Mishnah Hakol Tzafui v'Reshus Nesuna in Pirkei Avos Per Gimel. He writes, "Ein safek sharkavas adam umizgoy ve'isa shenolad mavog edil folosav." There's no doubt, he says, that the person's innate personality and Esa Shenola, the time that he's born, presumably a reference to some astrological aspect. So there's no doubt that that is a great entree to the way that he acts, meaning it makes an impression on his behavior. The way that he's born and the particular makeup of his personality is obviously very important in terms of his behavior. Kmo Yishem Ruzel Chazal say in Maseches Shabbos, Haiman de Bema'adim Yehei Ashi de Dema. The person who's born under the sign of Mars will spill blood, right? Haiman de Betzid Yehei Gvar Tzadik, etc. All these astrological inferences at the time of birth. Aval im kol zeis, mitzad nafshe shel adam shi lemala min hagalgalim. Nonetheless, because the nefesh of the person comes from beyond these influences, yuchalim shel al chumrei. Person obviously can rule his nature, velivcho bederech hayeshera, and to select the correct path, the straight path. Vechol sheken mi she'ir ena b'milchamta shel terah. The more a person who's involved in milchamta shel terah can change and mold his own behavior. Aval reiv ha'anashim, however, the majority of people, the masses, nisharim al tiv'am. They remain as they are. They have their ways and they remain as they were born. V'mpolim kfi achenasam. They act according to their nature, their personality. V'yesh mem shehisifu shlemus mitzad b'chirasam al mashiach b'chanasam. Of course, some people add a little, whatever, maybe a great aspect of a shlemus by their choice. They choose to become better people. V'yesh mi shemeshaneh chanasam mitov lera. Some become worse people. V'yesh mi sheasa behefech shimshil yitzor tov al yitzor hara. There are those who actually conquer the yitzor hara. V'alelu me'atei mispa. These are really few people. It's a pasuk that Shlomo Melech wrote. Adam echad mini elef matzasi. I found one person in a thousand. V'isha bechol elef matzasi, and not even one woman. Ki matzah Adam echad mielef shifoil hefech achanasi. He found that one in a thousand really transforms himself. He goes against his hachana, against the way that his personality was formed. V'yimshol alitzol legamin, completely and totally rules of his yetzahara. V'yisha b'chol ele loy matzasi, Shlomo HaMelech writes, lefi shen kalois hada'as, v'ein ein tikboris hasechel lenetzeach chanasam. They're not able to do this, aval nisharois al tiv'am. They remain with their nature. That's what the Yavetz writes. Hare ein letzapois b'shum oifen, sheisha teshanes tiv'am. One shouldn't anticipate that one's wife will change her nature. V'yigana b'atzmo, the person should think to himself, really deliberate and analyze himself. Im hu eipam shina midah achas mimidas avletiv. Has he ever actually changed one of his midos and transformed it to the good? Kan hu hamakoyim livnei hazug laseis echad es hasheni besavlanus. Here's there's room over here for the couple to bear, to tolerate, to carry one another with savlanus. In the deepest meaning of the word, to carry, to tolerate, to bear one the other, with all of his shortcomings, without casting off the yoke, mamash, as the pasuk says, al kol peshaim techase ahava, that love just covers over all misdeeds. Uval yachshevu bnei hazug, the couple should not think that they are the only ones in the world that are given this heavy, heavy yoke. They are the only ones that have this nisayoin. And they only selected another spouse. They would never have needed all of the savlanus. They are the only ones who are going through this challenge. They should know full well. Every couple needs this savlanus. It's impossible not to find mamash extreme differences in behavior and midos between couples. Kol shalom habayis mushtas ach verak savlanus. Shalom habayis is founded on the basis of savlanus. Furthermore, kama savlanus zichim b'chinuch yiladim. How much savlanus one needs in raising children. Tikzar hayiriya me'achilas pirtei ha'anagayim ha'im. There's not enough space. Tikzariya means not enough paper, not enough parchment to detail all the minutiae of hanhagah with them. Shebahem zekukim lesavlanus itam benachaso, that one needs savlanus with children and tranquility. Ein kan hamakoyim leikanes lishalos hachinuch. We don't have the room over here to enter into questions of chinuch. Rak zeis nikbakan. Only one point we are going to establish over here. With screaming and slapping, one doesn't educate. That's not education. How foolish are the parents, whose entire thinking in matters of chinuch is narrowed down to this question: when is it appropriate to strike one's children? Woe to such chinuch! If that's the only question that they have. Rakim savlanus bligvul, only with endless savlanus, yecholim lagia letguva mechusheves, can one reach a thought-out response. Ul hadracha b'nuya levanas yeled, and guidance which is built on understanding of the child, utva'av, and his nature, lekayem chanoich lana alpi darkoi, in order to fulfill this injunction of the pasuk, teach the child according to his way. Nislamed eifoy, mesavlanus im bnei habayis. We're going to train ourselves, therefore. We're going to practice savlanus with one's family. Nikba latzmenu sha'a kvua. Again, we set a particular time in the day, sheba nisazer b'yoseh besavlanus, in which we strengthen ourselves as much as possible in savlanus. V'tehezo sha'a sheba alulim davka lisatzben. It must be a time in the day when it's vulnerable to nerves and getting upset. In the morning, the rush hour, when children have to get out to school. Or in the evening, when it's bedtime. As yishmor al kol ruchoy, kol ruchoy umnochas nafshe. That's the time to keep one's tranquility. U'be'erev Shabbos, it's another useful time. She'achanas ha-Shabbos magia lesi'a, when preparations reach their peak. Yiten gamken da'atoy le'savlanus. This is particularly good in winter. It doesn't work so much in summer, but one should pay more attention for savlanus. Ve'la'azer eiziz man kfi yecholto, to helping as much as he can. Nisagel baze, become accustomed to this. Ade she'yikaba be'libenu tziyur barur, until there's in our heart a clear illustration. Man haga ikvis shel savlanus b'lev shelem, of a consistent conduct of savlanus with a full heart. Afterwards, change the time. This particular time, change it to some other vulnerable time, zman turpa, in the home, until we become accustomed to this too. And all of this, litkufa memusheches, for a lengthy period, ad kedei yislamdus yisidis, to the point where this is a really fundamental and solid and thorough practicing. Ad kana.